With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Backers of a ballot initiative that they say is all about brain research argue that it would fund critically needed scientific inquiry into conditions like Alzheimer's disease and dementia. But opponents say it's about much more than that, and that approving I-181 would give voters unprecedented power over state spending in a way that would be unwise and even illegal. I-181 would give Montana the opportunity to sell $200 million in taxpayer-backed bonds. The money would be used to fund research into a variety of brain diseases, injuries, and illnesses. But Democratic Senator Dick Barrett from Missoula says when voters look at ballot initiative I-181, they're not really seeing all the other areas of government that need funding, and it's the job of state lawmakers to decide where state money goes.
Public has to make that decision about whether or not to borrow that amount of money and then use up that amount of tax money to repay without knowing at all what other kinds of programs are also have to be funded by borrowing.
Barrett runs the opposition ballot group Montanans for Fiscal Responsibility. He says I-181 sidesteps one of the biggest jobs of the legislature, appropriating state funds. Supporters of I-181 disagree. Randy Gray with Montanans for Research and Cures says the ballot initiative respects the legislative process.
There's no assurances either the thing passes, but the legislature will fund it. Maybe they'll not fund it the first cycle, but maybe they'll fund it the next cycle.
According to the governor's budget office, if the initiative passed, the legislature would need to find a way to fund the bond process. But the legislature could also vote to repeal part of I-181 and not appropriate the money. In July, a coalition opposed to I-181 asked Montana Supreme Court to declare it unconstitutional on its face. Montanans for Fiscal Responsibility say the initiative illegally asked to use public debt to pay for nonprofit and for-profit entities that are independent of the state of Montana. The Supreme Court said state law doesn't allow it to rule until a challenge is heard in lower courts. The coalition of three labor unions, the Montana Taxpayers Association, and three lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have so far only raised about $600, but say if I-181 is approved, they'll take it to court again in a constitutional challenge. Senator Dick Barrett from Missoula says he doesn't know if the ballot initiative is legal or illegal, but he says the way the proposal plans on spending state money just isn't that smart.
Lots of things we'd like to spend money on, things that we'd like to fund, important programs, education, human services, health care, a whole bunch of things that are important programs that are not going to be funded at the same level, that have a claim on those same resources that we're setting aside for this particular program at this particular time.
Montanans for Research and Cures, which is backing I-181, has raised and spent over $200,000 so far in their campaign. Over 40% of the money received by that group has come from the McLaughlin Research Institute in Great Falls. Randy Gray, the treasurer for Montanans for Research and Cures, is also the chairman of the McLaughlin Research Institute's board. McLaughlin will likely apply for research grants if I-181 is approved. I-181 would create a 13-member research board to be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate that would review and approve grant requests. Board members representing patient advocacy groups, industry, and physicians would oversee up to $20 million a year for 10 years. Randy Gray with Montanans for Research and Cures says good brain research is often done on the coasts, far away from Montana, and Montanans need local research to study the serious conditions they live with.
Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, ALS, stroke, it would cover brain cancer.
Gray says McLaughlin's push for I-181 isn't a conflict of interest, because McLaughlin would be treated the same way as any other research group seeking grant funding.
UM Pharmacy, particularly, MSU, there would be Chaudière, McLaughlin. But as we travel the state and talk to hospitals and clinics, some of the major hospitals in Montana, St. Pat's, Billings Clinic, Kalispell Regional, Bozeman Deaconess, Benefis, any of those hospitals also would be eligible to apply.
Matt Koontz is with the Montana chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, which supports I-181. Koontz says I-181 does ask for a lot of money.
It's a tough question for anybody. The strongest argument, in my opinion, for why the finances of this make sense is Montana has a growing population, and we are going to be spending incredible amounts of money treating Alzheimer's and dementia in particular. We're also one of the highest suicide rates in the nation, and while the sticker shock of seeing $200 million is real and it should be.
Kuntz says it's worth it. He says NAMI isn't the kind of organization that's likely to get any money from the health research grants created if I-181 passes. Kuntz says he wants to see I-181 approved to improve care for people with Alzheimer's, dementia, and other poorly understood brain diseases.
There are special interests on every side of this. NAMI's a special interest because we care for people with mental illness. We are 100% biased that if we get better brain research in the state, which leads to better treatment, we are going to be very happy that our people are getting better care. In the same way, the special interests of some of the other groups, they want money allocated towards the things that they care about. So I think it really just comes down to the Montana taxpayer deciding what they value, and that's something for each individual and for each family to decide.
A yes vote on I-181 would create the Montana Biomedical Research Authority that could request up to $20 million a year for brain research through the sale of state general obligation bonds.
It's simply unconstitutional.
This is the head of the Montana AFL-CIO, Al Ekblad. He says I-181 raises a larger question about the authority of voters in Montana.
The biggest concern is it takes the budgetary process of the state, the appropriations of state dollars, and it puts it in the initiative process where an out-of-state entity or an in-state private entity could invest $500,000 or $1 million in an initiative process, and for that investment of $500,000 or $1 million, end up with $200-300 million in return, and the taxpayers are on bill to pay that off.
According to the governor's budget office, Montana voters have never before created bond debt through a ballot initiative. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.